Actually, I want to catch up with this lady because she really painted an accurate picture of how much fun we, well, was on offer on Saturday night in the CBD when she spoke on this matter last week, and she was out there leading the parade with, I think, one, two, three, another four, I think, ladies from the council, if I remember. It must have been one of the council staff, I guess. And they did a terrific job. Terry James wasn't there. Terry James has been leading the parade for years, but he stepped down in favour of the ladies this year. And there was a wonderful little pony up front as well. It was just a great start and followed through really effectively as well. The costumes, the dancing was just fabulous. Music, live music, etc. And the crowd just loved it. And now we're going to talk about, well, the fact that they've gone from, north to south to south to north, how that went, using Fogarty Park, etc., and what used to be called a Pier Car Park. What are they calling it now? Lagoon Car Park, aren't they? To organise all the floats. I've got Councillor Christy Vallely, Division 6 Councillor Christy Vallely on the line. Hello, Christy. That was a fabulous night on Saturday.
Wasn't it so much fun? I had a ball. It was just the atmosphere, the vibe that everyone was giving off. I think everyone had a great time.
They certainly did. Let's go right back to the beginning, the organising of the floats, etc. How did that go in that new site?
I think it was great. It was a really nice open space, so good for COVID reasons as well. But I think it was just that bit safer for everyone to be in that big area rather than on a road. You know, as such, it was a car park, so it was a bit easier for people to get around on and a bit more space. So it was really good. Yeah.
I'm glad you're touching on this because people were coming up asking me, why did they change the direction, for God's sake? We're used to north to south. Why couldn't it stay? Now, I'm presuming at the northern end, where was it? Up at the hockey fields or somewhere, wasn't it? Where did they used to do all that?
I'm pretty sure it was Mini Street.
Not enough space, obviously.
Yeah, there just wasn't enough space. For all the floats to get ready. So they thought the car park, the pier car park, was better. What did you think, John? Did you like that direction or did you prefer the other way?
It didn't worry me in the slightest, to tell the truth. I'd love it from any direction because it's so much fun. Let's talk about that, actually. The standard compared with previous years, I presume from my experience, it was right up there. And it's funny because I was expecting a lesser number of floats and I was thinking a whole lot of people won't have, you know, the wherewithal to get out and work on floats and decorate them. But I was wrong. It was just terrific.
It was, wasn't it? I love seeing all the kids. The kids had so much fun. I think the best part of the night is, well, the best part of the afternoon is at night when you see all the lights. And we like I said, I walked along the front with Micah. So she's the new CEO of Cairns Regional Council. Councillor Amy, Councillor Rhonda and Councillor Kathy Zeiger. So that was a bit of fun. We had a bit of fun, at the front of the parade there. And then I went and sat at the Royal Prawn and watched the rest of the parade come through. It was so much. It was just beautiful. I really loved it. And I don't know if you heard the band at the end, but that was awesome.
Oh, I thought so too. I loved them. I just thought that was terrific. Just terrific.
Yeah.
Let's talk about, let's be a little bit critical if we can. I loved it too, but let's look at improvements. But some people said at the southern end, as you came around the Pacific there, for a long stretch, there wasn't any assistant lighting, if you'd like. And they said, is there a way that we could hire a bit of lighting so that you could see things, people coming? I think some of the people actually struggling to find their way along the road because it was so dark. Just that was one of the thoughts. The other point, and this goes back, decades, there's always stop-starting in the parade and that still hasn't been overcome. Yeah. And, of course, when you're down one end, you're thinking, why the hell is it stopped dead? And why is everyone, banging up on the tail of the next float or the next, marching group or band or whatever? Why does that happen? Do you know?
So they were a minute apart. So they tried to have the floats a minute apart. I don't know the rationale around that. I assume it was around COVID. But I found that. Sitting there when I finished and I was watching it, I thought the same, to be honest. It is something I'll take back to the team and ask them, can we get better at this? I think it comes down to the individual floats as well and if you're walking, how fast you're walking. But it could be something that we do brief the floats better and the people that are being included in the event, if they could make sure that they stay closer to the previous float.
Yeah.
But I do think it might have to do with COVID because I was wondering the same thing, to be honest with you.
Did you stay at the front of the parade right to the end, or did you bail out at the raw prawn?
No. I went around the corner.
And hid.
and I bailed out and went to the raw prawn.
Gee, it was a good night.
No, but I did go all along the whole Esplanade, yeah. But it was just such a good night, honestly. So nice to see so many people out and about, all the families. I just love seeing all the little kids having fun and, you know, their beautiful big eyes when they're watching all the amazing things go past. So it was a really, really fun night. And then I went in again yesterday. There was a really great zoo kind of, no, not zoo, the circus, like teaching kids how to do different circus activities. Yep. So that was on the Esplanade. Yep. And then we went to the courthouse HQ as well. And, you know, yeah, it was just another great afternoon. And really good to see the city alive again, you know.
Isn't that a good point? Wasn't it good to see everyone smiling? I mean, let's be honest about this. This has been one of the worst experiences ever for lots of people, ever. You know, those who are unemployed, et cetera, really doing it tough money-wise. And suddenly here's this entertainment free of charge down there in the Esplanade, and everyone came out in their thousands to enjoy it together as a community.
Yeah, and, you know, that's what I think is really important for everyone to remember is most of these activities are free and it goes for 10 days and you can search up by genre or date what's happening. Yeah. Because as a family, sometimes it is expensive to go out. I know that because I've got a family myself and I know that sometimes you're a bit reluctant to take the kids, but you can take them out and you can have a picnic, you know, take your own food and experience all the great things that are happening.
Mm. Now, can you tell us...
That'll be happening.
Can you tell us, Christy, about the court? I haven't been to the courthouse yet. Can you explain that in language we can all understand? Because I haven't got a clear picture of what's going on there and when.
Yes. So, every night, except for this coming Wednesday, there is a band and a bar there. So that's amazing. I went there Friday afternoon with my husband and we just loved it because there was a salsa band. There was people salsa dancing.
Oh, really?
And then, it was really incredible. And then inside, there's actually these beautiful walls of Cairns Festival words that you can get photos in front of. There's a sequins one, and then there's also these beautiful bright lights that you can get photos in front of. Mm. And then there's also exhibitions through the courthouse, beautiful artwork done by people, locals. But out the front, it's like a band and an area where you can dance. Mm. And there's also performers walking through as well, different performers at different times.
Mm.
So that's on every night till Sunday the 5th, except for this coming Wednesday.
There you go. Once again, don't go away. Tell me about the fireworks. What did you think? I thought...
I love the fireworks.
Yeah, keep going.
Oh, I just thought it was really beautifully done. I was very proud because they were amazing fireworks. You know, and then for the band to start afterwards, it was just, I felt like I was overseas at a carnival.
I was talking to Mr. Fireworks, Mike Newman. I can't remember, it might have been Thursday or Friday, and he said, money's a bit tight this year, so I'm virtually having to sponsor part of the whole thing by myself. And I was thinking, that means half duration. Not at all. It went on and on and just got better and better till the climax was magnificent.
Yeah, wasn't it? Mm. I must say I was very impressed, and I just loved all the cheers in the crowd as well.
Yeah.
It was really magic. What a fun night.
Fabulous night. Really fabulous night. Oh, that's what I mentioned too early on. Several people said, what about the old name? Why did we ever drop Fun in the Sun? Because this is just the best thing and we need a unique name, not just the Cairns Festival, like you've got the Townsville Festival or the Brisbane Festival or whatever. I'm surprised that people are wanting the old title back because it sounded unique.
I loved Fun in the Sun. Yeah. I have to admit, I agree. I love that name and I remember being a little bit sad myself when they changed it. So, I agree.
Everyone was saying, why did they change it? And I must admit, I don't know and I don't remember.
I actually don't know either. Yeah. I don't know. I think it was just a branding change, but... maybe I'll have a chat with the officers and see.
Yeah, let's have a discussion about it. Let's have a discussion about it and ask around, do we want something unique as a title for our unique party in Cairns?
And I think it's a unique party.
Interesting idea. Yeah. Oh, it's a wonderful party. Wonderful. But congratulations to everybody who contributed. It was just a treat. Just a treat.
Yeah, wasn't it? Yeah. Wasn't it? And there is so much work that goes into this. We actually went, Councillor Rodder and I went and visited all the amazing people that put this together on Friday afternoon. And we were just so thankful to them because guys worked so hard and they're such creative people, so it's nice for them because, you know, all of the creative arts and live music has really suffered with this COVID. So it's nice for them to get out there and have, you know, put on their show. So I'm always very grateful to work in such a great organisation. They're all amazing staff,
People. Now, Christy, we're not going to leave you alone because we've got all the rest of the week to go, and of course, the weekend's a big party too. So we'll stay in touch right through the week. Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you.
Does a good job, doesn't she? Her name's Christy Ballely, or Ballely, and she's the councillor for Division 6, Cairns Council. It's 10:40. If